Wednesday, January 2nd. Have you ever had a really bad feeling about something? And inside your head, a little voice is screaming, "No, stop! Don't do it!" Well, that little voice was warning me that our great toilet paper caper was going to be a complete and utter disaster! But did I listen? Of course not. Although, I have to admit, part of me wanted to just call the whole thing off. Sneaking out into the cold, dark night to wreak havoc on the world sounded exciting, but we could have had just as much fun staying inside doing all of the normal sleepover stuff. You know, stuff like crawling into my warm and cozy sleeping bag and pretending to be asleep, while my BFFs giggle uncontrollably and pour water on my hand to try and make me pee my pants. Stealing Chloe's overnight bag and raiding Zoe's underwear drawer while they were both busy brushing their teeth. Then secretly stuffing everything in the freezer. Taking turns scaring ourselves to death by telling super spooky stories in the dark by flashlight. Then the ghost floated across the room moaning, "Zoe! Nikki!" But another part of me, a very dark and primitive side, wanted desperately to get even with Mackenzie. The thought of being a teen rebel with a cause seemed so cool. At the time, anyway. Although I'd been to Mackenzie's house before, purely by accident. OMG, that's a long and gut-wrenching story. I didn't realize she lived only a few doors down from Zoe. I felt a little better about the whole thing, knowing we didn't have to walk very far in the dark. Zoe and I found flashlights and gathered up rolls of toilet paper, but Chloe was no help whatsoever. She just sat in front of the mirror humming, "Girls just want to have fun," while making up her face to look like a bunny.
"Aren't these fuzzy bunny ears too cute? Now I'm ready to go."
Chloe? I gawked at her in confusion. "You realize we're not going to a costume party, right?"
"Hey, I know what I'm doing," she assured me. "If we get caught, do you think the cops will arrest an adorable little bunny and throw her in jail?" "Of course not. But I'll definitely come and visit you and Zoe in the slammer."
Okay, now I was starting to get a little worried. As we trudged through the snow to Mackenzie's house, it was pitch dark and eerily quiet. All we could hear was the crunching of the snow underfoot and our heavy breathing. I had to resist the urge to turn around and run screaming back to my warm and safe sleeping bag. Finally, we reached Mackenzie's house, and it was just like I had remembered. Ginormous! Suddenly, my stomach felt super queasy. Only, I didn't know if it was all the junk food I'd eaten earlier that night, or the fact that I was very close to finally getting a meet and greet with some of my favorite rap artists, who were doing time in prison.
As a fellow inmate! Yikes! "Come on, let's get this done before somebody sees us," I whisper shouted.
Zoe took 6 rolls of toilet paper out of her backpack and tossed them to Chloe and me. Chloe and Zoe ran toward a huge tree on the left, and I ran toward one on the right. Then we frantically tossed the toilet paper over the branches until the 2 trees looked like towering 20-foot mummies. OMG! It was such a rush! It was the most fun we've had together since, yesterday. Suddenly, the porch light flicked on. "Oh, crud! Someone's coming outside!" I shouted. "Hide!"
We quickly dove into some nearby bushes and then cautiously peeked out. The front door opened, and we saw a figure walk down the sidewalk.
"Hurry up and go potty already, Fifi. It's freezing out here," said a very familiar voice. It was Mackenzie!
Oh, crud. I'm going to have to finish writing this diary entry later. I'm trying to vent about some very personal and private stuff, and my mom just barged into my bedroom without even knocking. She said that for family sharing time, we're all going with Brianna to see the latest Princess Sugarplum movie. And then we're having dinner at Queasy Cheesy.
Splat!
That was me barfing. I don't know which I hate more, Princess Sugarplum movies or Queasy Cheesy. I guess I'm still traumatized by that time Mackenzie videotaped Brianna and me dancing at Queasy Cheesy and put it on YouTube. Gotta stop writing in my diary even though I don't want to. To be continued.